This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Tehran has rejected accusations that Iran was involved in plots to assassinate former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran's rejected accusations regarding plots to assassinate former President Donald Trump while citing legal action for the 2020 assassination of a revered general by a U.S. drone. The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani as saying Iran strongly rejects any involvement. Two U.S. officials said on Tuesday that a threat on Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before Saturday's campaign rally, but it was unrelated to the assassination attempt on the Republican presidential nominee on Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's new Labour Party government says it will calm the country's politics and ease its cost of living crisis. The government set out its plans for national renewal at the grand state opening of Parliament on Wednesday.
My lords and members of the House of Commons, my government will govern in service to the country. My government's legislative programme will be mission-led and based upon the principles of security, fairness and opportunity for all.
King Charles III read out a speech written by the government outlining legislation to stabilize the UK's public finances and spur economic growth. Anti-monarchy protesters gathered opposite the UK Parliament building on Wednesday in Westminster. Video released by the British Republican pressure group Republic showed demonstrators waving placards, booing and shouting, quote, "Down with the crown," end quote. For additional stories 24 hours a day, you can visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Department of Homeland Security said in a brief notice on its website Wednesday that it is evaluating the Secret Service's process for securing former President Trump's July 13, 2024 campaign event. The shooting has raised questions about how the gunman was able to climb onto a roof with a clear line of sight to the former president, who was injured. Six foreign nationals were found dead in a luxury hotel room in central Bangkok on Tuesday, Thailand's prime minister said. Matthew Miller, U.S. State Department spokesperson, offered sympathies.
We are aware of the reports of the deaths of two U.S. citizens in Bangkok, Thailand. We offer our sincere condolences to the families on their loss. We are closely monitoring the situation and stand ready to provide consular assistance to those families.
Traces of cyanide were found in the cups of those found dead, police said on Wednesday. Ukraine and Russia have exchanged 95 prisoners of war each 3 weeks after their last swap in a part of what has been occasional agreements to send captured troops home. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Russian Defense Ministry reported the exchange Wednesday. The prisoners of war swap was the 54th since Russia launched a full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February of 2022. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the frustrations felt by some Houston residents who have gone without power for over a week.
Mayor John Whitmire says they're taking their anger out on the very linemen who are working to restore service. Reportedly, guns are being drawn, rocks are being thrown, and threatening messages are being sent.
These linemen are our friends. Quit threatening linemen. HPD is present at our staging centers. We'll escort linemen to their workstations.
Beryl knocked out power to nearly 3 million people in Texas, mostly in the Houston area. As of Wednesday morning, more than 50,000 homes and businesses were still without electricity. I'm Donna Warder.
According to a hearing on Wednesday, former South African President Jacob Zuma expelled from the African National Congress Party after campaigning against the organization he once led as head of a new political party in national elections in May. Zuma was forced to step down as South African president in 2018 amid allegations of corruption and has been embroiled in a political feud since then with current president Cyril Ramaphosa, the man who replaced him as the leader of the party and the country. Commemorations for the Day of Ashura, a religious festival to honor the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, began in Iraq on Wednesday, with thousands of worshippers running between shrines under water sprinklers, beating their chests while chanting. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.